And welcome back to the 4 o'clock hour of today's Tuesday edition of the Pat Miller Program. Our thanks for Cato Blakeslee being with us for the whole last half hour, but a very special guest this half hour, the Executive Director of Aaron's House, Debbie Meyer. Debbie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Pat.
So you and I met a couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, because the terrific work you do at Aaron's House, you guys were our Penny Pitch recipients a couple of years ago, and I know that that meant a lot to you.
It surely meant a lot.
And I remember at that time, because Aaron's House deals with grieving children, children that all at once wake up to a fact where they're in the midst of grief. You don't plan for it. You don't know what's coming. And certainly not if you're a teenager or younger. And I remember that year, a lot of what you were doing, and we stepped in because you were trying to ramp up and really have more of a separate place and separate programming for the teenagers there at Aaron's House, the slightly older young people, because they were dealing with grief as well.
Right. And we were busy working with an architect and a contractor and raising more funds, and then COVID hit and construction costs went up. And so we had to put everything on hold. But this is still a really important project for us, and so we're working on next steps now, now that we're getting a little bit back to normal here at Aaron's House.
Okay, well, and that's good. And you've heard that our new recipient this year is Gigi's Playhouse, and I know that there's some connectedness between you and the people that lead Gigi's.
Yeah, and I just want to say a quick congratulations to Gigi's Playhouse and a little piece of advice for Cindy Atkinson. I want to tell her to watch out for Pat Miller because his heart is huge, and he'll be talking about Gigi's Playhouse to everyone. And you now have a new family that will work long, long hours, and they're going to love your organization. The WoWo family is amazing what you've done for our community. And so thanks from everybody from the engineering staff to the sales staff to Kayla and Regs and Darren, Caleb, John, Heather, Pat, all of you guys. Our community owes a big thank you to you.
Well, thank you very much for very kind words, and we are so excited about working with Gigi's Playhouse. And they have a young lady named Kate who does Coffee with Kate every week, and she does like a YouTube program and everything. We actually had her here in the studio a couple of years ago, and we had Kate's Day, and I filled the studio with purple balloons because that was her favorite color. And I had a life-size cutout of her favorite country western singer because she had mentioned that in a newspaper article. So that was here waiting for her. And she had said she always wanted to be on the Pat Miller Program, which I'm like, okay, why? So we had a special day, and the mayor came in and declared it Katie Coffee Day and all that. So it was fun. But let's get back to you, because at Aaron's House, you have another great fundraiser going on that I wanted to make everybody aware of. And this just shows again that with all that we do on the years that we have somebody as a WoWo recipient for Penny Pitch, that is awesome. And it helps you a lot with that project of that year. But even though WoWo has moved on and we're trying to help others now, your needs still go on. And tell me what it is that you're trying to do at Aaron's House. Talk to me about this campaign, Fuel Hope.
Well, one of the things when COVID happened, we couldn't have in-person events anymore. And so we had to become creative because we have two large in-person events. And so one of the things that we thought of was to do a sweepstakes. And so we called our friend Jane DeHaven at Summit City Chevrolet.
Okay.
And we asked her if she would help us raise some money. And she said, absolutely. And then we asked her, what's the hottest car selling right now? And she said, the 2021 Tahoe. And so...
don't tell me.
And so, yeah, she said, I will actually help you with this. And she got us the beautiful black Tahoe. And so we're calling it the Fuel Hope Campaign. And when you make a donation to Aaron's House, what it does is it helps our families. They don't have to pay a fee to come and use our program services and resources.
Yep.
Because when someone has died, you know, that financial burden can be even overwhelming. So you can donate $25 to $2,500 to enter the sweepstakes, and you just go to aaronshouse.org, E-R-I-N-S-H-O-U-S-E.org to enter.
Okay.
The deadline to enter is only 24 days away, November 12th at midnight, And then we'll announce the winner on November 18th at 5:15.
Yeah, you sound like us with Penny Pitch. We have our deadlines, and you got to get in by here. We'll do it by there. So November the 12th by midnight, and then the following week, they'll announce the winner. And I'm sitting here looking at the vehicle right now, the 2021 Chevy Tahoe LT. That is a beautiful vehicle.
Oh, yeah. And so they have it right now, and they have signs all over it, and we've been taking it to different places throughout Fort Wayne and sitting it there. It's going to the airport next week. It's going to sit out there, and I think it was down on the landing over the weekend. And then it's also out at Summit City Chevrolet, too.
So when you go to their website, when you go to aaronshouse.com, you can go... And you can sit there and you can click on events and then go down to Fuel Hope. And you can see that. It's pretty amazing. Did I goof up the website?
Yeah, it's aaronshouse.org.
.org, yeah, okay. Which I should know, yeah. Yeah, you're kind of like Pat Miller Insurance. You're nonprofit. So I was told somebody one time, I said, yeah, my company's nonprofit too. And they said, really? And I said, yeah, we didn't plan it that way. That's just how it ended up. But you can click on it. In fact, there's a banner that comes up right as soon as you go on the page about Fuel Hope, and the Tahoe comes up. And it tells you like how many entries you get for how much money you give. And there's all kinds of ways to do it. If you give as little as $25, you get 12 entries, which is pretty cool. If you give all the way up to $2,500, you get 3,000 entries. I don't have to be a brainiac to tell you that 3,000 is a lot more chance to win than 12, but 12 could win it too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if we also have had some people stop by Aaron's house too, if you want to stop by and donate that way too.
Yeah. And you're there, you're located near the newer YMCA. That's out there that's St. Joe Center Road, and people can pull right in there, and you're in behind. And there's, as soon as you pull off the road, there's signs that tell you how to get to Aaron's house. Beautiful facility. The most beautiful thing about the facility when we were out there 2 years ago is the incredible staff you have inside of that place. And that's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, you and Cindy and Ellen and Audrey, all of them, just wonderful people that are involved in there. And you'll get to meet the people that do a lot of the grief specialties, talking to children and talking to teenagers about grief. Because, Debbie, one of the things that we don't realize is every day when we open our newspaper and we look at the obituaries, there's always family involved, and sometimes the kids are not the ones that are listed. Sometimes they are. You know, sometimes it'll be a grandma or a grandpa that's died and might say, and they're survived by 12 grandchildren, and there's no names. But there might be one or two of those grandkids that have now been thrown into a whole new life of grief that they never knew was coming.
Yep, absolutely. We get those calls every day.
Yep, and they don't stop. And by that, I mean the funeral is over in 3 days, and so we're starting to look at obituaries of newer deaths, but the deaths that happened 6 months ago, 6 years ago, sometimes those young people are still requiring some pretty interesting touches that they need in their life to help them deal with what's going on.
Right, and they can always come back to Aaron's house. I think the one thing, even though we were put on hold for COVID, there were still people dying.
Yes.
And
yep.
People grieving. And even it was a different type of grief because a lot of times we didn't have funerals during that time. And so our numbers were like, we had 100 more families contact us during that year of COVID from March 20 to March 21. 100 new families contacted us during that time. So, it's a hard time.
It is. And listen, to you and to all your staff, thank you for keep doing what you're doing. And just because we ended Penny Pitch with you a couple of years ago, I have never stopped thinking about Aaron's house. And your location is very close to my home. And I think of you almost every time I go by. And I keep saying, I need to stop back in there and see the place. And I've not done it. I need to do that. But thanks for the great work that you guys do. Not just dealing with grief, but you're innovative about it, the way they plan. I'll tell you how innovative they are. When we were there, they did a walkthrough of their facility with us, and I'll never forget. They do a free food night and everything for kids before they split up and go to their classes. You actually had the countertop there in the kitchen area. I will never forget this. Somebody told us, yeah, it's this long. And I said, well, how did you arrive at that length? And they said, well, if you go to Pizza Hut and if you get 26 large pizzas, they fit exactly on that countertop. So
yep.
You planned ahead for everything.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of planning we do at the Pat Miller House. So, you know, you got to make sure the pizza boxes fit. Well, listen, blessings on you, and I mean that. Blessings on you, prayers for you, Debbie, and the great work you guys do. I'll give you guys a call here in a couple of weeks. I know you'll be finishing up. People have to get their entries in by November the 12th. You'll announce the winner the following week. But I want to stop by and just do a quick walkthrough just to the facility again, just to refresh my mind of all that's going on there. I'd like to see a lot of the stuff that's happened out there since you were the WoWo Pity Pitch recipient. But as we've said, your WoWo Pity Pitch ended a couple of years ago. You took the funds. You did with it what you said you would do. But now other needs just keep going. Nobody saw COVID coming. And so it created a whole new world of difficulties to continue with your mission. You're doing something about it. Hopefully this announcement today and me putting this interview and some information for Fuel for Hope up on my webpage at wowo.com, maybe it'll help some other things come in. And I hope you have a terrific outcome on your fundraiser.
Thank you so much, Pat.
Yep, thank you.
The whole WoWo family for always being there for us.
Yep, we've never forgotten you. That's Debbie Meyer, and she is the executive director there at Aaron's House here in Fort Wayne.
Podcasts by Federated Media.